Again to the breakdown and wash up show.
Announcer Foggy, you did it again. It's not the breakdown wash up show. It's the sit down stand up show.
Give me a break. I'm old. It's difficult to remember things like that.
Come on now, say it with me. Sit.
Sit.
Down.
Down.
Stand.
Stand.
Up.
Up.
Show.
Show.
Now put it all together. Sit down, stand up, show.
Total nonsense.
Well, that's not quite...
It's close enough.
All right. Start the show.
All right. In the last installment of this story, nothing happened because this is the first installment. Today we join Jack McLooney on the moon.
Hello, I'm Jack McLooney, the unfortunate son of a deposed astronaut.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Ernie. How did you get up here?
That's right.
What's right?
My name is Ernie and I'm on the moon. Hey, wait a minute. I know this script. This is a rip-off on that other On the Moon show.
What other On the Moon show? There's no other On the Moon show.
Well, sure there is, you know, with that shrimp guy and that talking piece of bread.
That's toast, and no, we're not doing that.
Right, sorry. Where was I?
You were right there where it says Insanity Prawn Boy.
Oh, come on, this is a ripoff. I'm not doing this.
But Ernie, we have to.
Why do we have to rip off another show?
Well, because there is no original material on the moon.
Well, that's an interesting point. How far have you looked?
Oh, not very, really.
Perhaps we should go looking for some original material.
Yes, let's go looking for some original material that we can take and use and call our own.
Right. Wait. Okay, I'll think. So, Jack, how did you end up on the moon?
Well, like I was saying, I'm the unlucky son of a deposed astronaut. That's right, he was deposed before he could get back to the Earth.
Oh, that's too bad.
Interesting fellow, my father.
Were you very close?
Well, not very, really. He died 3 days before giving birth to me.
Wait a minute, your father couldn't give birth to you. Your mother gave birth to you.
Oh, no, my father gave birth to me because my mother was back on Earth. Besides, she died 3 months before I was born.
Okay.
So what are you doing on the moon?
I just walked through the stage door and here I was. Say, look over there. It's an alien.
Hey, guys. Live long and prosper there.
Well, I'll be. It's a little green salesman.
Hey, could I interest you guys in some air? Only been used once.
Well, come to think of it, it is rather vacuous up here. All right, how much?
10,000 smackers.
10,000? That's incredibly high.
We're on the moon. Everything is incredibly high.
No thanks, I'll suffocate.
Say, Mr. Little Green Salesman, do you happen to have any new material?
New material? Let me see. Well, I got the plots to Star Wars 7, 8, and 9. Never been used.
Wait a minute. Isn't Star Wars the property of George Lucas?
George Lucas? You mean the movie maker George Lucas? The special effects guru George Lucas? The guy whose only major screw-up was creating Jar Jar Binks, that George Lucas?
Yes, that's the one.
Never heard of him.
Well, what else have you got?
Well, let's see. I got this story where a buildup of magnetic radiation causes a blast that knocks the moon out of orbit and sets it hurtling through the universe.
I know that story. That's Space 1999.
Yeah, but this one's different. See, this one's set 9 years in the future instead of 9 years in the past.
Oh, dear. If the jokes don't get any funnier than this, we're in serious trouble.
Shunk! 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 Hello! I am Moon Ninja Hitler! Du hast mein Tasty!
Mustard, we're not doing that. We're not gonna rip Weeble stuff off.
Eh, but I was so looking forward to that. So was I. I was planning to play Keith Moon.
You realize that, Keith Moon is just a bunch of ashes in a jar. He's dead.
Yes, what is your point?
He's close enough. But seriously, we're on a quest to find some new material.
You realize, of course, that this is the same show that spent most of one episode listing song titles and replacing keywords with Antita.
And I still don't have a theme song yet.
Perhaps we should try just working without a script. Here, give me those scripts. All right. So, Ernie, what do you think we should look for on the moon?
No script. Okay, calm down, Annie. You can do this. Pickle.
Pickle?
Pickle. Snood. Blimp. Helsinki. Underwear. Chicken bologna.
Here, you can have your script back.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wait, I know those words. Those are from an Edge of Reason cartoon.
Yes, it seems that even without a script, we rip stuff off.
But as I recall, in Edge of Reason, when they put that many funny words together, something happened. Oh yes, someone gets hit with a pie.
Ernie said the words, how come I got hit with a pie?
That's one of the privileges of being the star of the show, I suppose.
But where did that come from? Pies on the moon?
Well, it's a moon pie, obviously.
A moon pie?
Not to be confused with the marshmallowy treat of the same name whose makers will hopefully not sue us now.
Telephone!
Oh, I got it. Hello?
Hey guys, it's the boss. I got bad news. You guys have ripped so many people off in this episode that we're undergoing a class action lawsuit.
Lawsuit? But we're up in space. Who's going to be suing us up here? We're not in anyone's jurisdiction.
It's a spacesuit.
Ba-dum-bum.
He said bum again.
Okay, so how's about if we have this invisible monster running around?
That's a plot from Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, so?
So, this is a moon, not a planet.
Ah, jeez, I wish you had told me that earlier before I released the invisible monster.
Well, this is just fine and dandy. Now we're all stuck on the moon, there's an invisible monster running around, and a whole bunch of people want to sue us.
They don't want to sue you. You, Jack, they want to sue me. I'm the one in charge. Wait a minute. Hang on just a second.
Where'd he go? Oh, hello. How did you get up here?
I have a big imagination.
So what brings you up here?
I'm going on vacation. You're in charge. Bye.
So if you're in charge, what do we do now?
Well, let's just stop and take a deep breath.
We can't take a deep breath. There's no air on the moon.
Well, if there's no air, how's we talking?
Poetic license. The show gets very boring if we don't speak.
I can see only one way out of this situation. And as the person in charge, I hereby declare that we are going to take it.
And what might that be?
Cue the theme music and end the episode.